Some boys grow up hunting animals in the woods. That was the case for Carl Mays, but he didn't use a gun to hit his target, and that made all the difference in his future career. The American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For quality ag parts at a fair price that ship fast, call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
If your farm equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands the machinery you rely on. Most likely, it'll be a farmer like you, and who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts, a fair price, that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Carl Mays was born in 1891. As Kathy Short explains, his father died before he was 10, and young Carl had to help the family survive.
They were desperately poor. They had a gun, but they didn't have money for ammunition. And so Carl learned to kill squirrels and rabbits by throwing rocks at them.
Such a feat helped Mays become a very accurate thrower. He latched on to the game of baseball, and locals in Mansfield, Missouri remember the young man's abilities.
He said Carl used to play baseball with them even when he was older, and he would just use one hand to hit with when he played with them, but he would still hit it over the trees in the orchard.
But pitching was May's specialty, a talent that Ann Duckworth explains took him to the major leagues.
He actually originally pitched overhand, but had an injury, I believe it was an elbow problem, and was taught then to pitch submarine, or we tend to call underhand. Some people today call it sidearm.
Mays debuted with the Red Sox in 1915. He and his minor league teammate, Babe Ruth, were called to the majors together. He was known as Carl Sub Mays for his delivery style.
Even his knuckles would rake the ground as he came through with delivery. They said the ball was very hard to see. He looked much like an octopus out there coming toward you.
Mays' major league career spanned 15 seasons, and he compiled over 200 wins during that time. However, Mays' career is often remembered for just one pitch. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.